Libre vos
Sourire.
Et la bombe.
La sonde de merde. Strictement.
Diane has fallen in love, and she carries the feeling around like an unsettled little animal. Something Diane has rescued from under a car tire. Something she meant to take in until the snow melted and living conditions in basements improved. Her love is unreciprocated. At least this is her belief. Her heart's delight has ceased communication with her after a hot and heavy night of second base. He, Lee, has referred to it as second base. Diane has never conceived of love in bases, but if this is so, Diane is in the throes of a heartbreaking home run. Diane's mother comes over and washes the strategically placed pile of dishes Diane has accrued in the last 5 days. Diane sleeps naked, and when she awakens, Diane slowly dresses herself in clothes nearest to her. Her mother watches, tisking. An unhealthy-looking Diane enters her office the following day. Her coworkers are clad in newness. New haircuts, new high scores, new permanent pieces of jewelry. Not Diane. She brought the new year in modestly. Dinner with friends. During lunch, a coworker greets Diane warmly. He wraps his arms around her, and his finger lands on a small bruise she acquired on her shoulder from her night with lover Lee. He presses the little bruise button, and Diane shrivels into yowls and sobs. Her coworker, ill-equipped for the situation, follows Diane down onto the carpeted floor. The coworker calls for help, and others join him on the floor, surrounding sobbing Diane. Someone holds out a handkerchief, but Diane prefers her hands, onto which she unearths snot, tears, and spit. Slowly, a group of three coworkers pull Diane onto a chair, supporting her only by her upper arms. Diane's deskmate offers to drive her home, and receiving no verbal response from Diane, who focuses only on slowing her heart rate, guides her to the parking lot. As Diane exits the car, having arrived at her destination, she thanks her deskmate. Even at a time like this, Diane remembers that gratitude is the key to a healthy colleagueship. She enters an apartment devoid of her mother, but littered with her recent presence. The dishes, for example, are neatly stacked and towel dried. Clothes do not cling to chairs and mirror frames, and silk sunflowers glow yellow in a small vase on the windowsill. Sullen Diane lays in a freshly sheeted bed, and after some time, falls asleep. She dreams of nothing, and awakens in the early evening, resolved to pull herself up by the bootstraps, as they say. No more love for Diane. No more silly, second-rate love. From now on, Diane will tread carefully, follow the caution signs, and hold out for the gold. Diane makes dinner with the remaining fresh produce and her mother's marinated chicken breast. She was always able to hold her own in the kitchen.